Welcome, 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 everyone. Ladies and gentlemen, and everyone in between, this is Tony's Political Ramblings. Episode 6 of this this little podcast series I've been running. So today we're going to look at the People's Republic of China. Excuse me. People's Republic of China and their potential economic issues that may come up in the future. A lot of people, you know, have pointed, and rightfully so, to China's sort of economic miracle over the last 60, 50 years or so. And, you know, it is absolutely true that the country has turned itself around from a struggling, starving place during the Cultural Revolution and the Great Leap Forward into one of a very modern, diversified economy. That said, that progress does have limits, and you even see it now, even in rhetoric from the state. As you know, for the longest time, it used to be growth, 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 but now it's more sustain, 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 that sort of thing. And just a little background here. I'm quite familiar with a lot of the political, historical, and cultural dynamics of the East Asian region on the whole, but China in particular. It was my minor in college, and I've also been learning and studying and speaking Mandarin Chinese for nearly 5 years now. And that has put me in contact with a number of academic sources, Chinese people, and various actors here. So I have a very good, sense of what is going on the macro level and on the micro level of individuals. So why, what's the problem exactly? Like, why am I making this podcast episode on China's potential problem? And to put it simply, it's the population. China's got a population problem. And in a consumer-based economy, on a consumerism-based economy, market service economy, it's very difficult to succeed if you have a population problem. And so what do I mean by that? Well, after the economic reforms in the 1980s, late 70s, early 80s, the population boomed in China. It really did. And because people, unlike the last 20, 30 years in the 50s and the 60s, people had enough money to eat. They had enough money to raise a family, to have kids, lots of them. And they were also incentivized to have more kids, as they would have more land because of it. That was another government policy in place. So what ended up happening was that they were growing too quickly, because the government oftentimes, in that case, encouraged people to have lots of kids. So, and in part, that large population boom was able to provide a lot of the factory workers with employees, provide companies with markets, people to buy their products, things like that. And so as a reaction to that intense population growth of an already large society like the People's Republic of China, the government countered with a one-child policy, which, as many of you know, was an attempt to limit population growth, and it did slow it significantly. And so that big, big, big generation could only have one kid, the vast majority of them. So that ended up creating like a very top-heavy population pyramid moving forward, if we're going to use that basic population pyramid terminology. So from that point, it creates a very top-heavy one, and that's not good on its own. We see a similar scenario playing out in Japan, where it's probably the most dramatic it is in the world, where you have a really elderly population and the younger population has to bear that burden of taking care of that older population because they just did not reproduce in the same numbers as they did before in Japan. And so we're seeing that play out in China. And you can say, okay, well, you know, that's not terrible. You know, the Chinese economy is very diversified. They have all kinds of industries. And that's true. That's absolutely true. The Chinese economy is pretty strong, quite frankly. But what adds a layer of trickiness, another layer of complexity to this issue, is the gender imbalance that came by virtue of the one-child policy. Whereas in Japan, people just weren't having as many kids. In China, they were forced to not have kids, and therefore they had to become very selective about who they were to keep. And that oftentimes came down to families wanting a boy instead of a girl, which created this massive, massive, massive population imbalance, gender imbalance in the population of this newer generation that's coming out after the one-child policy. And so now it's so bad, it's at the point where roughly, rough estimate, one out of every three Chinese men, will not be able to find a wife. There are just not enough women. And so not only do you have that contracting newer younger population, younger generation, but you also have that contraction to be exacerbated by the fact that about one third of the men in that generation just won't be able to have any kids. So to me, it makes a very strong case for a problem that the Chinese economy will have moving forward. And that generally comes down to the fact that in the past, China has tried to be the world's manufacturing center, a very trade-dependent, trade-heavy economy. And as of late, they've been coming up to the middle-income trap, which is something that happens with a lot of industrializing countries, where they reach a certain point of economic growth and middle-class improvement and creation and things like that. But you have to switch over to another more sustainable industry, or else that industry will move to other countries where it's cheaper. So they've attempted to do that as of late, and the general aim I've heard is that they're aiming to shift more towards domestic consumption, and that's all well and good. But if you lose all of those people, well, that's kind of hard to do domestic consumption if you lose one third of the men in your audience and in your market. You know, I mean, just think of it as if you're running a restaurant, right? And in like a 3-4 year span, we'll just say one out of every five people in your city moves out. You know, you're simply just not going to have the same number of people that you can sell to. And so population decreases and slowing birth rates and all that, they're very troublesome for any sort of economic situation. And in particular, one like China, where they're trying to shift to more a domestic consumption-based model, as opposed to exporting and trade as where they used to be. So this is sort of a problem that I stumbled upon as of late, and I think it's an interesting one to think about as to how it could affect the Chinese economy and the global one as well. And countries around the world, like China, like Japan as well, have run into similar problems. They get to a certain point, but if you don't have new people coming in the system and coming in the country, the society, to work the jobs, to consume the goods, they can't. The country cannot continue to grow at the rate it has been. And it's also something interesting to look in at the U.S. context. I believe I read the other day that birth rates in the last year have been very low. Wonder why. But it is something to consider moving forward. And if we can continue to drum up more enthusiasm for population growth, and whether we do that or not is something that is it is important in a country maturing and developing and growing into the future. So that's all for episode 6. I'm really starting to get off topic here, so I'll cut it off there. But thank you very much for listening. And if you've enjoyed what I've been making so far, please check us out. Check out some more of these podcasts I've been working on. I'll try and keep making them. So in that case, I will talk to you all later. Bye.